Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is part 131 of How to Have God's Life Living in You, and this will be tape number 233, program 233, and you can have an audio tape of it or a CD, whatever you prefer, free of charge. All you need to do is tell us which one, and then everything is paid for, even the postage and handling. So Sharon will tell you four different ways on how to receive a copy of this at the end of the program. We have some testimonials or letters from different places, and also a message exposing a lot of this governmental stuff that's been going on in the world today. I'm sure all you agents of this mysterious, silent, invisible government within our own will be very interested in listening to this one. I know you're not going to turn on Bozo or some other program, but that you'll continue listening to it, because I know, who knows, maybe even you will be exposed on this program. This one has a lot to do with this Alex Jones smokescreen for the Vatican. It's a film that he called Terror Storm. It's telling all the truths of how that the government is involved with the terrorism. However, it doesn't tell who is the one that is calling the shots on it. It doesn't tell that it's coming from Rome. And as long as everybody wants to be deceived, of course, and they call it, the Bible, God's Word, calls the Roman Catholic cult Mystery Babylon the Great. In other words, Mystery Babylon the big problem in the world today. So this is going to be interesting. They are exalting in this Alex Jones tape this Charlie Sheen, and acting as though he's a hero, but he never, and none of the people on that CD or DVD, expose that all the problems coming from the Vatican, as God says in His Word. And I'm going to read some scriptures, have some scriptures read from the Bible, to show you what God is soon going to allow to happen to the Vatican and all the people that are involved with it. Right now, I'd like to sing a little song for you with J.D. Sumner and the Stamps Quartet. I recorded this while J.D. was, and all of us were there in Nashville, Tennessee, at the Johnny Cash Studio, a recording studio in Hendersonville. And it is called Joshua Fit the Battle of Jericho.
Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, around Jericho, around Jericho. Well, Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down, God knows that. Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, around Jericho, around Jericho. Well, Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, when the walls come tumbling down. Good morning, Sister Mary. Good morning, Brother John. Well, I want to stop and talk with you and tell you how I come along. I know you've heard about Joshua, he was the son of Nun. He never stopped his work until, well, until his work was done. God knows that Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Well, Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, when the walls come tumbling down. You may talk about your men of Gideon, you may brag about the men of Saul, but there's none like Joshua at the battle of Jericho. Up to the walls of Jericho, he marched with spear in hand. Go, blow, big ramp, oh, Joshua cried, oh, the battle lamb in my hand. God knows that Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Well, Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, when the walls come tumbling down. You may talk about your men of Gideon, you may brag about the king of Saul, but there's none like Joshua at the battle of Jericho. Well, they tell me that young the Joshua's spear was a well not 12 feet long, and upon his hip was a double-edged sword, and his mouth was a gospel horn. Yet bold and brave he stood, salvation in his hand. Go blow them, ran home, Joshua's threatened, cause the devil can't do you no harm. God knows that Joshua better run Jericho, run Jericho, Jericho. Well, Joshua, if you better run Jericho, where the walls come tumbling down. Up to the walls of Jericho, he marched with spear in hand. Roll, blow, and ran home, Joshua cried, cause the battle can't do you no harm. Then the lamb, ram, sheep, horns begin to blow, the trumpets begin to sound. Then Joshua shouted, glory, and the walls came tumbling down. God knows that Joshua beat the battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Well, Joshua beat the battle of Jericho, and the walls came tumbling down.
Praise the Lord. What a loss, J.D. Sumner, the world's lowest bass singer. we're very good friends. He sang, he and the Samsons sung at our church out in Dyer, Arkansas, and several other places. And they've been in our home on Georgia Ridge and out in Nashville, and we really always had a good time. Let's all go up to the throne of the Lord to ask the Lord to anoint this service. Father, we ask that you take hold of my spirit. I've been baptized, Lord, in your Holy Spirit, as you know, which has given me the spirit of victory to be able to go through all the different things that the prophets went through and still remain in the ministry with your spirit in me, and makes me know I'm saved and I'm going to heaven. Then what a beautiful thing to know. I know when I was so desperate in prison, Lord, that I was once asked you, Lord, did I do something wrong or something to be here, or was I really railroaded? Give me some encouragement. And you said to me, you're saved. I said, praise the Lord. And then a minute later I said, give me more, Lord. And he says, you're going to heaven. That's all we really need to know. To keep our encouragement up is that we're saved and we're going to heaven, Father, and I thank you so much for that, Jesus. Lord God Almighty. Lord, let every word that's said be directly from you, and let everything that is said, Lord, be the truth of the things that are going on in this world. And Lord, let everybody receive the truth from the Word of God that we'll be reading this morning, afternoon, evening, whenever the people are listening to this program. Lord, that souls will be saved and the church will be strengthened, and that the people in the world and the church will repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Lord, we ask it in Jesus' name, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
Now, the word repent means... Jesus came into the world. The first message he preached was, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent means to stop doing what you're doing right now and turn around and let the Lord lead, guide, and direct your life. Let him live in you and through you. Now, this is a message that you government agents out there and all of you people that are lost don't like. Those of you that are lost that don't want to go to heaven, that don't believe the gospel, that don't believe there's a heaven and a hell. But this is the message of God. We have to turn around. Repent means to turn around and do something that you never did before in your life. You begin allowing the Lord to live his life in and through you. Now, this is a message that a lot of people hate. Most of the people on earth hate it. They don't want to believe it. They want to believe that you could enjoy everyday living, and instead of taking up the denying yourself and taking up the cross and following the Lord. Well, but the Lord does say, take up your cross, deny yourself daily, and take up the cross and follow me. And that means follow his footsteps. And that's not what you did before in your life. So you have to give up what you were doing before and do what the Lord says. Now, the Lord says we have to serve. The people, you people in the world, love to be served. And that's the exact opposite of what the Lord says to do. Now, democracy if we have a government now that is a one-world government and we're going throughout the world bombing places until they receive democracy, that is where everyone has the right to criticize the government. Or the Bible says that this is a dictatorship. Democracy, really, if you look at it the way it really is a dictatorship. They're saying that you cannot believe in any other religion except the one world religion. And, of course, the Lord tells us that he never came to bring about religion. He brought about repent. That's his message, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And this coincides with his message on Thy will be done, the Lord's Prayer, where he says, he told his disciples to pray, Thy will be done, Thy kingdom come, the kingdom of heaven come on this earth, that his will be done as it is in heaven. And the will of the Lord is not by many being done on this earth, but there are many of us, not in comparison to those that are doing their own thing. They don't want to serve the Lord or to serve others. They want to be served. But we'll see that this is Satan's message of wanting to be served rather than being a servant as Christ was. He was a faithful servant to the Lord, but his Father, even to the obedience of allowing himself to be crucified on the cross at Calvary. All right, now we have some letters here. We're not going to be able to do more than one or two. Go ahead. Where's this one from?
From India.
India, okay. Go ahead, read it, please.
Beloved Pastor Tony Alamo, greetings to you.
What part of India?
From Achanta, Andhra Pradesh.
Okay.
Greetings to you. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through God our Father. I have received your brilliant material by post. After reading your literature, I have been found. I am blessed by God, and moreover, God has brought your literature to me in my need so that I may grow in the Holy Spirit.
All my literature is it's just the wisdom and the understanding of God's scriptures that he has given me, and I put it down on paper, and it is winning literally millions of souls, hundreds of millions of souls all over the world. There's nothing like this ministry on earth. All right, then what?
How can I express my happiness? I am nearly 60 and my second wife is 45. My first wife has died. I led most of my life as a waiter in the Star Hotels. Now since 10 years, I came to know I should change. Now I am in the light. From your good, encouraging material, I became fully changed. I have distributed all the volumes to the brothers in all the churches, including teachers. I gave a good speech from your precious literature. All admired it, and they found me with a new face while I was giving the message. My wife also helped me in song. Really, I did not know you had such a kind of big distribution from Africa to India when I saw all the photos from Nigeria and Rajahmundry near my district.
Well, let me tell you, it's from Africa, India, Philippines, in over 200 countries, and the United States, Canada, Mexico, Spain, all your Latino countries, France, and then also Germany, Greece, is Hebrew, all over the world. We're everywhere. Then what else?
I do not want anything for me. God gave me a small job. Even sweeping or washing is better to me because so many of my fellow brothers don't even have this kind of work. I got a good direction that I should open a lending library to spread God's word far and wide. Not by my name, but by the name of the Tony Alamo Bible Library. I'm sending a meeting pamphlet to Palakkal, which is very near to Narasapur. Narasapur is famous for missionaries, but Palakkal is full of idolatry. I would like to start right there a good library. By the power of God, nowadays all castes of people accept Jesus Christ due to calamities and nature.
Whenever you see, I want the mailroom to... Whenever a person like this wants to teach the Bible, then you need to send them every piece of literature that I've ever written, the Messiah book, the tapes. Yeah, they have to receive everything. Okay, then what?
God has plans for each and everything. God himself is a big ministry, as we read in your book entitled The Messiah. When his judgments come upon the earth, the people of the world learn righteousness, but God disciplines us for our good, that we may share in his holiness. I am not enough to write anything about the Bible. You are a big ocean. I am a small drop of water. Most of the people are uneducated in this country, so sometimes I used to organize some exhibitions like Bible pictures such as Noah's Ark, Jehovah's Ten Commandments, the three people in the fire, Daniel in the lion's den. I would like a picture Bible. Kindly send me one if available. For the purpose of the library, I would like all the copies of the literature you've written that I may collect them.
That would be great to get a scriptural Bible that has pictures in it, because people understand pictures, and they don't, if they don't read or write this, he'll be able to explain this to the people thoroughly. So get him a picture Bible. They have them all over the place, picture Bibles. But it has to be a scriptural one, not one that says, you know, if we continue sinning or we don't begin serving the Lord, that we're going to go to heaven. Nothing like that. Okay. Then what else?
It is a big need in this area where all other festivals are often held. Every house is built by someone, but God is the builder of everything.
You know, it is true that if you sin and you... the Lord, seven times in the book of Judges, the Lord saw the people of Israel sinning, and then he sent them into different chastisements. And all through the Bible, this has happened when people are not serving the Lord. Even the good people have to go into Nebuchadnezzar's kingdom, the good Jews, like Daniel and the three Hebrew children, and several of the others, like Jeremiah. Jeremiah was just a young lad when the Lord started speaking to him, and he says, "Lord, I cannot speak because I'm just a youth." This is in the first chapter of Jeremiah. And he said, the Lord says, "Don't say that you're a youth." He says, and then the Lord touched his lips and gave him the ability to be able to speak the word. So when he says he reached forth his hand, that means the Holy Spirit touched his lips, and he was anointed to preach the gospel, just like I've been anointed to teach the word of God, and to whenever the Lord gives me the occasion, I preach. And he also, the first thing he did was give me the ability to write, to be a scribe, and write the things down. And he gave me the ability to print. And we have a lot of brothers and sisters that have distributed the literature by the hundreds of millions throughout the world. Okay, then what else?
The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Thanking you, sir, yours humbly, Brother Chalanao from Achanta, Andhra Pradesh, India.
I'm just a drop in the bucket, too, when it comes in the ocean. But all of us together, we can get the gospel out. And the Bible states in the book, 24th chapter of the book of Matthew, that as soon as the gospel is being preached all over the world, when it's reached everywhere in the world, then the Lord comes back to earth again. And so we can do this if all of us drops in the buckets of the Lord get together, and some of us are distributors, some of us write, some of us preach, some teach, some evangelists, some prophets, and some help get the gospel out. And they help the pastors, the teachers, the preachers. That's what it means, that the church, if you are not a preacher, a teacher, or you don't run the church, but you, as a drop in the bucket, can aid the other drops of the buckets, the prophets, the teachers, the preachers. The prophet said, my dad was not a prophet, and I never was a prophet or a godly man, but God came down and talked to me and told me the things that are shortly going to come to pass. And the disciples, the apostles, were nothing. They were fishermen and tax collectors and things like this. And the Lord come and took a bunch of nothings, like myself and all these people, and made us drops in the bucket. like we're together, the body of Christ, which is an ocean, a huge ocean of truth that needs to tsunami the entire world with the truths of the Word of God. Now, the Word that we preach is called the Holy Spirit. The Word of God is the Holy Spirit, and it is life if you receive it. And so we have been called to pour out God's Spirit throughout the entire world on all flesh. When the Spirit of God is being poured out on all flesh by our preaching of the Word of God, then, and it hits all the countries in the world, to every nation, every kindred, every tongue, then comes the Lord back to earth again. And a lot of people say, the Lord is just allowing us to get so many letters from Africa and India so that the people on the street will stop saying, well, you know, you think that God is going to, what kind of a God would it be if he doesn't reveal himself to all the people in the deepest, darkest jungles of Africa? What kind of God is that that he wouldn't allow those people? Those people know the Bible better than all the people here in the United States. Amen? Can't you tell by these letters?
Amen.
We don't get these, the amount of letters that we get in ratio to the United States. Well, of course, there's 1.5 billion people in Africa, 1.5 billion in India, 1.5 billion in China. I've been talking to one of my friends that was in the health studio business with me years ago. Today, he just got back from China. And he said that they don't allow more than one child to be born. If you have more than one child, they fine you tremendous amounts of money. And so it's, but anyway, let's go on.
This
letter.
From Ghana, Africa. Dear Evangelist Alamo, praise.
Okay, here it is. Now another one from Africa. This is to show you that don't say, what about the people in the deepest, darkest jungles of Africa? What about them? Well, listen to them, okay? What about the people in the deepest, darkest jungles of the United States and the rest of the world, the people in the United States that have been deceived? You people are deceived here in the U.S. And the people in Israel have been deceived. It's the Lord has called me to turn the lights on to you people, and hopefully after the light is turned on through the Word of God, the Spirit of God, hopefully you'll see the light and be drawn to it so that you're able to live in heaven forever, and instead of going into out into eternity and judgment. The Bible says that people are asking, what about, where do people go immediately after they die? The Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
So we know that we go to heaven immediately. And if we haven't received the Lord Jesus Christ, well, we go to hell. And we're there. And there's a scripture in the Bible that talks about the rich man in hell. And the man Lazarus, the rich man, would not give even the crumbs of his table. Well, he might give the crumbs of the table to Lazarus. And he was never took him in, and he was sick. And he never helped him out with the riches that he had. And he wouldn't feed him a decent meal. And so therefore was no representation of the Lord living in this man, or that he feared God. He didn't give him anything. So if having money would not have sent his soul to hell, if he had fed the poor like the Lord tells us to, and clothed them, and to represent the Lord by doing to others as you would have them do unto you, and to do unto others as though you were doing it unto the Lord, because there's a scripture in the Bible that states, inasmuch as you've done it unto the least of my people, I would say everybody that's been born is a person that God created. And so, inasmuch as you've done it unto the least of my creation, and especially, then you've done it unto me. But if you starve them out, when you let them suffer, then there's no mercy on you, and at judgment you don't receive any mercy. Do you understand what the Bible says? Inasmuch as you didn't back up the work of God, so that we, while you sit comfortably in your house watching the heretics, watching the false prophets, telling you that send them money, and telling you that they send them some money and you'll be blessed. Not if you don't see them distributing the money to the poor. Because when we went to Europe, we didn't see anybody doing that there. It's not just food and clothes. Anybody can do that. Even the Antichrist cult from Rome gives out clothes and food to Catholics. But we have Antichrist government that pays the farmers to not grow food, and they don't, you know, if we allowed the farmers to grow food and paid people to grow food, we could distribute food all over the world as the Lord wants us to. Then there wouldn't be any penalty for having children. This is the exact contradiction to the Word of God that tells us to be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. Because there's a lot of plagues that will be coming down soon, and are coming down now. This is the beginning of sorrows, wars, rumors of wars, earthquakes in different places, famines and pestilences, all the different diseases we say. You see, one out of every three children in the United States has diabetes, sugar diabetes, because we allow our children to tell us what they want to eat, and we just give it to them instead of controlling the intake of sugar in our children. And then there's other, one out of three children. Isn't that sick? And they're obese, and some morbidly obese children, and a lot of adults that way. Because their God is their bellies. They love to eat. And they don't think of, we're going to have Buster on the program tomorrow, who's going to bring back, going to tell you of the different situations in Africa where little children are starving to death on the streets. You don't want to hear that. A lot of you. We will just tune out tomorrow and the next day with the messages. But, you know, like if you try to hide your eyes from the things that are going here on earth, then that, again, is you're not showing any mercy. Those that sow mercy shall reap mercy on Judgment Day. But if you sow no mercy, then you're not going to receive any mercy. Those that sow sparingly shall receive little or nothing in this world. But those that sow abundantly shall receive abundance in this world and in the world to come, the kingdom of heaven. So anyway, my radio broadcasts are everywhere in the world now. The Antichrist government has gone to all the radio stations and television stations saying, because I used to be on the air all the time, people used to interview me, but they found out that I really know what I'm talking about. So they sent their agents around to all the radio and television stations and the media, telling them don't say any good thing about Tony Alamo and don't say any bad thing about him, because the news media has a habit of coming to the person and asking you to do an interview with them. And I told them, I will do an interview if it's a live interview. Because when I get on the air, in the past they started cutting the tapes. There was the guy in Nashville that used to ask me to get on his television program. He says, I need it, Tony. I need you to get on because my ratings go high. I'm going to go down the drain if you don't come on my program. And so I would. They take shots of you from the back. And so he asked me, his name is Teddy Bart. Teddy, some of you people in Nashville will remember him. And he asked me one time, Tony, are you a cult? And I said, no, Teddy, you're the cult. Let me explain some of the things why I know you're a cult. And so when it went on the air, he says, Tony, are you a cult? And they cut my words. It just showed the back of my head, and I didn't say anything. So the media and these people, unless you do an interview with them that is live, don't do it, because I won't. Now, anytime they want to put the President of the United States on with me, I'll go with them, because I know I'm smarter than he is. And people say, well, Tony Alamo just brags all the time about himself and exalts himself all the time. When I say what I've done out in the world to show people that, to me, the things that I did in the world were filth and I put them down. So they say, yeah, I did the promotion for this person and that person and this person and that person. And the Democratic Party, see, Tony's just bragging. No, I'm not. I'm giving you my testimony. Is it bragging when I tell you what I did? I don't think of it as anything big. Because to me, the whole Democratic Party is nothing but a phony, and the Republican Party. And so if it was a big deal to me, why would I be trying to tell people what it is? It's something that's it's a device of Satan. Okay? Now, if they're making everybody in every country to become a Democrat, and there's only the elite, or the Vatican, and the elite, like your presidents, and all these people that the Vatican appoints, you really don't have any choice, because when they have a Republican candidate for president and a Democrat, they both have to be devoted Catholics. They will tell you that they're Baptists or so on, so that they can get the Southern vote. But now they've got the voting machines rigged so much that they don't care if you have a Southern vote. Everybody knows that this election with Bush was fixed. And even if Gore would have won, he's the same as they are. It's exactly the same. It doesn't really make any difference. This is all smokescreen to get your mind off of what the reality is of everything that's going on in the world. But anyway, we're going to get into that in a little bit, so go ahead and read the rest of this.
Praise God for your anointed program on Radio Africa, which brings salvation, strength, and nourishment to our spirits. This program serves to confirm to me what the Holy Spirit ministers to me, but it is doubly blessed when He also provides a clear confirmation through His messages. Glory be to His name. I would like very much to receive copies of Bibles and your study books and other materials to uplift our fellowship, which lacks such materials. God bless you all, and hoping to hear from you soon. In Christ our Lord, Charles from Accra, Ghana.
Okay, Charles, praise the Lord. Now, Sharon, let's come forward and get into doing some more expose. Now, the Bible tells us that Satan's seat is in Rome, Italy. Absolutely says so. And so it says that it's as big as the most powerful looking church in the world. And it tells us that it runs all the politicians, the huge politicians like presidents and kings of the world. All the kings of the world have to give obeisance and obedience to the Vatican, the popes. And if you'll read Nathaniel, the different books by Averill Manhattan, he says that they are like different termites that bore themselves into every part of people's lives. You cannot pick up a newspaper that isn't run by the Vatican. You can't turn on any channels, really, that is not in one way or the other the Vatican or a smokescreen for the Vatican. They'll act like patriots and that they hate the administration and everything. And in reality, all they're doing is smokescreening for the Vatican. Like all these exposés, such as that Michael Moore, he's a Catholic, and he they don't mind if he comes out against President Bush, because they the Vatican promises all the presidents absolute immunity, I mean, and defense. If anyone tries to kill you, well, they've roped off the streets around the White House, 12 streets all the way around, I've been told by the people that are witnessing out there and friends of mine in Washington, D.C. Whenever Bush goes to Arkansas over here, or into Texas over here, or anywhere, wherever he goes, there's like fighter planes above just swooping down all over the place to protect him, and they've got like masses of different bodyguards to protect him. And because he knows he needs the defense in order for him to smokescreen for the Vatican and make everybody hate him and get their eyes off the Vatican. It's just like Hitler. Hitler got all of his money from the Vatican. Hitler was a Catholic. He hated Jews, and the Catholics hate the Jews. They hate the Jews, they hate the blacks, and they, more than anything, they hate Christians, true Christians. Now, a lot of people say that Catholicism is Christianity. They're our worst enemy. And they use force, they use deadly weapons against Christians. You saw what they did in Waco against those Christians there. Now, we're not Seventh-day Adventists because they believe in only one Sabbath day, but because the Bible tells us that it's a seven-day Sabbath. We have to rest from all the labor, the type of things that we did, and labor together with the Lord Jesus Christ. We have to allow, if you want to be saved, go to heaven, you have to allow the Lord to occupy you inside. He enters into you by the Holy Spirit. He enters into you with his Father, and the Father is the Holy Spirit. And then he tells you to, you're just newborn, and you need to put more of God's Word, because God is the Word. And in order for you to grow to the enormity of a Christian with the Spirit of God in them, to the point to where the Lord in you is, and with you, is able to do a great and mighty work in you, and with you, and through you, well, that you need to read the Word, because the Word is the Lord. The Word is God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God, in the first chapter of John. And then in the 14th verse, and the Word became flesh. God is not just the Son. The Son didn't just come down, because the whole Godhead had to come down into the Lord. Now they say, well, how could he be in a human body and still be in heaven? Why would Jesus have to pray to him? Because God is omnipotent. He's everywhere. He's sitting in heaven, and his Spirit can enter in millions of people's bodies. Back then it was just Jesus. But now that he went to be with the Father, he's able to delegate his himself into millions, whoever receives him into their hearts. And so he's still sitting on the throne, but he's still in us. And we're still on earth, but we are still at the throne of God with him, sitting in his throne in the kingdom of heaven. That's what the Bible says. And so that's how he was able to be in a human being, just one, but now millions down through the years. And a lot of people underestimate God, his ability to be everywhere and in everything if he wants to be. And so by the Lord living in us, we are able, and when we receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, as Jesus did when he was baptized in the River Jordan by John the Baptist, he was given the Spirit of the ministry to be able to go through trials and tribulations, even to the death of the cross, where he prayed unto the Lord and sweated blood. And he didn't say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? He said, my God, for this cause was I sent. The translators of the King James, all these Bibles, they took it from the King James, did not understand Aramaic. and Aramaic is the language that Jesus spoke, Hebrew and Aramaic, when he was here on earth. And that means, my God, for this purpose I was sent. God, Jesus was, in him was God. God, and he says, have you been known me so long and seen me and not known that I am the Father? How would you expect me? How do you expect that I raised Lazarus from the dead and healed entire towns and cities? All their eyes were, they were, the blind were able to see, the lame were able to walk, people that had leprosy were healed immediately. If I'm not God, then what would God do more? What would God come to the world in the flesh do more than I? All right? And anyway, this is what we have to do. And we have to preach the whole Bible. And the Bible talks about the Vatican. When I was in a courtroom one time on a false charge, they says, does the Bible mention the word Vatican? I said, no. It describes the Vatican. It says it's in Rome. It says that it's the head of the one world government and the one world church and the media. But, well, then, if it doesn't say Vatican, then how do you know it's the Vatican? Well, because, you know, if the Lord put the word Vatican in there, they would have changed their name to Schmadigan or Madigan or who knows? Who knows? But the media, the reason the media has to be there is because they can blacklist over the media very quickly because everybody's watching. They can say that I'm another Jim Jones, that I'm running a cult, I'm doing all these things, that I'm doing things that are against God, I'm an evil person, and so on and so on. And they can say that about you too. Anytime that they're really blacklisting somebody on radio or television, man, I figure that guy must be pretty good because they did the same thing to me. And now the Lord told me, get the word of God, get my word out, and then they will not be able to destroy you. And so I've gotten so much word of God out that even the people in government are believing because they check me out in the Bible to see if what I'm saying is the truth. And when they read the Bible, they say, this man is really preaching the truth. Lawyers, judges, prosecuting attorneys, they know I'm for real. They know I'm for real. But they have to blacklist the people. There's no rhyme or reason for what's going on in the world today. All the things that are going on in the world today is just Satan. Now, everybody, they say 93 to 97% of the people in the world, in the United States and probably the world, believe that the 9/11 was an inside job, that the Bush and all his administration had something to do with it. Well, the Vatican doesn't care if you know that. They don't care. That's why they let that Michael Moore get on and blab his brains out, and they even let it run on television to get your mind off that all these things are caused by the Vatican, like the Bible says. The Bible says that the Vatican is the mother. In other words, out of her womb comes every evil abomination on the face of this earth. So when when you see Bush calling for war and everything, he has to do that. Otherwise, they'll kill him, and he knows that. If Kennedy, President Kennedy, wouldn't do everything that they say, they'd kill him, and they did. They try to blame it on the mafia, but let me tell you something, that this administration, which is being controlled by the Vatican, is the mafia. Okay, they're the most evil, wicked bunch of people. They actually, like the Lord says, that this Rome, where the Satan's seat is Satan's seat, and that it is powered by that great red dragon, the devil. And so they know full well, these people in the administration, oh, at first they want to be president because they can go home and tell their wife that they're president, and they get their picture printed on coins. And they think we'll be immortal, that we'll be in history books, and it's such a enticement for half-wits, and half-wits that are admitted drunks, and they're going to get supported for the rest of their lives, and they're going to get the protection from the Vatican, which is they've told them how to conjure everybody, con all these young kids into becoming soldiers and fighting, making every country become part of this dictatorship, which is called democracy. And they get involved in it, and now the Lord says that there's a European 10 nation situation where once they get onto these 10 different nations that have joined up with the Vatican in Europe, find out that the Vatican is the one that's causing all the trouble on earth, that they go over to the Vatican and they burn it and they destroy it. So the Vatican, Satan knows that his time is short and that he's gone completely crazy. It says he's full of rage because he's trying to, people try to understand why is the World Trade Center, it's got dynamite plants all the way through it. It came down just like a demolition situation over in Las Vegas when they blow down the Sands or the Dunes Hotel and everything. It came down just like that. So a rocket or a plane hitting it up on the 80th or 90th or floor would not have pancaked those buildings down the way that it did. But and these people, such as this Alex Jones and Charlie Sheen. Charlie Sheen is like a failing actor, and he wants to get some publicity, and he wants to be the big hero, and so they're exalting him. But Charlie Sheen, I don't know if he's a Catholic or not, or Jones, but I would wager a large lump of money if I was able to bet that they both are, and what they are is smokescreening for the Vatican. Everything that they're saying in Terror, this film that they've done, Terror Storm, is true, but they don't tell that it all came from the Vatican. They talk about Hitler. Hitler was a Catholic. He was training to be a Catholic priest. And the Vatican hates Jews and blacks, and more than anybody, Christians. They call themselves Christians, but my Lord and my God, if those people, weasels, would be in heaven, I would want to be over in Billings, Montana, someplace where I was raised. All right, so let's read some of this that I've dictated earlier today.
The United States secular leaders have told us that the war on terror may last 100 years.
Right, because they know, because the Vatican's told them that it's going to last 100 years. If they don't say and do what the Vatican tells them to do, they're dead, they're dead meat. They have to do everything, and all of a sudden they start getting conscience. Their conscience starts bothering them, like it did with the Kennedys, and they started disobeying what the Pope was saying. After I made you the President of the United States, and I'm letting you run all these different countries and bomb all them, and then you weasel would just stop obeying me. Who do you think you are? And so he didn't get the hint and didn't put down the hood, and he rounded the corner and he got his brains blown out. And of course, these, as I said, these presidents, you'd think they'd know. It's like Ronald Reagan told me, he says, I'm a puppet, Tony, I can't do anything. It's the Vatican, I can't do anything, I have to do what they say. Otherwise, they'll kill him. But if he does everything they say, why, they got the eternal flame burning out there for him, okay? Isn't that sick? But anyway, let's read something from the Bible here. I mean, these said there's 100, just like they said in the Sun magazine, this rag sheet in the Sun magazine, they said there was going to be terrorism. And they said that the cardinals from the Vatican said that. I said, uh-oh. If they're prophesying that, they're going to make that prophecy good by doing it themselves. Okay, Sharon, start reading from chapter 7. Go ahead and read that.
Revelation chapter 17, verse 16.
Yes, verse 16. Okay, go ahead.
And the 10 horns which thou sawest upon the beast.
Now, these are the European common market that you saw what?
Upon the beast.
There's the Apostle John saw this beast-like figure in a vision, and the Lord is telling him what it is. Is what?
The ten horns which thou sawest upon the beast, these shall hate the whore.
These will hate the whore. Now, the Bible calls the Vatican the whore, or the prostitute, the mother, the prostitute, the whore, Mystery Babylon the Great, the whore, the mother of every abomination on earth. That's the prostitute. La prostitute. The whore, the great whore. Not a little whore, a big whore that causes all the trouble in the world. Go ahead.
These shall hate the whore and
they're going to find out about the whore, maybe because of me pulling the lid off of it. And then what are they going to do, the European common market?
And shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh and burn her with fire.
Then what?
For God hath put in their hearts to fulfill his will, and to agree and give their kingdom unto the beast until the words of God shall be fulfilled. And the woman which thou sawest is that great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth.
Yeah, the great city. What is a great city? I've been all over the world. The only great city I've ever seen is Rome. That's the great city in the Bible. It says that Satan's seat is in Rome. Okay? The city of the seven hills or mountains. Go ahead.
18, verse 1.
And chapter 18 now, verse 1.
And after these things I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory.
Now you think that the Vatican has power, or that this Antichrist government, cult, and media has power, but there's just one angel coming down, and there's hundreds of millions of them. Go ahead.
And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the Great is fallen, is fallen.
Okay, Babylon the Great. Now, Mystery Babylon the Great, the big prostitute, is what?
Is fallen and is become the habitation of devils and the hold of every foul spirit.
Okay, so this Roman Babylonian Mystery Babylon is fallen. So why do you people put your faith in this Antichrist one world government run by Rome? Keep going.
And a cage of every unclean and hateful bird, for all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication.
Yeah, in other words, fornication is deliberate aggression against God. They've made war against God. Every one of the nations are obeying her because they get to have free commerce. They allow them to wheel and deal, so to speak, everywhere in the world. Then what?
And the kings of the earth have committed fornication with
her. The kings, like presidents, he's talking about kings. The president is a king for a while, and then the kings and queens and all these people. They do everything for her because this thing is so powerful that she actually financed Germany and the United States into war, and is financing all these wars with what? Taxpayers' money, your money and my money. Then what?
And the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacy.
Right, because if you pay obeyance to the mafia or the Rome, well, then they're going to do favors one for another. One hand washes the other, right, boys? Okay, then what?
And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins.
So if you're a person of the Lord, the Lord is telling you to get out of there and stop doing it, because you're going to be burnt just like she is. Okay? Like these Vaticanites said to the people in my church, you better quit following Tony Alamo, otherwise you're going to have as many bullet holes in you as he has. They said this over 20 years ago, and I still have just the holes in me that God put there. Okay? Two eyes, a couple of nostrils, a mouth, and two ears. Okay? What's going to happen to them is, like, you're going to burn with them if you don't get out of there. So this is, my time is up, and we're going to continue on with this tomorrow, mañana. But right now, the way to get out of here is to call upon the Lord and ask him to enter into your heart right now. So say this prayer to God so that you can get out of her. Say to the Lord, my Lord and my God, all you government agents too, say, have mercy on my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. And I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my filthy sins. And I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open up the door of my heart and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because your word says so. Your word says you'll turn no one away, and that includes me. Therefore, I know you've heard me, and I know you've answered me, and I know I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. All right, now praise and thank the Lord. Raise your hands up and thank and praise the Lord. All you government people, you know, this, the prestige that you're given, who are you trying to impress anyway? The people or the Lord? Impress the Lord now. Thank the Lord for saving your soul. Okay, now, here's Sharon to tell you four different ways so you can receive a copy of program number 233.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370, or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
Okay, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. Make sure that you tune in to me tomorrow, because we're just really going to pull the lid off of all these worms. And all the pull the sheets and blankets of all these people that have festering sores and pus coming out of them, and you know, impress God, not anybody else. Impress the Lord. Okay, right now, tune in tomorrow. And right now, here I am to sing, "Onward, Christian Soldiers." Let's get with it and onward. Let's go onward with Jesus.
National attention has been focused on banner headlines proclaiming Christians are being kidnapped, tortured, committed to mental institutions, accused of brainwashing and mind control. Arise, Christian America. The King is coming. Hold fast. The day of the Lord is here.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into banners go. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to one. With the cross of Jesus go. Church on.